Rung Like a Bell, a Deadpool fanfic, read by Black Glass. Cable carries her to the room he's claimed, and takes a moment to shut and lock the door. He's not really up for a live-running commentary from Wade on however this plays out. Then he presses Domino against the wall, leaning his weight into her to keep her in place. This way, he has his hands free to run over her body, dig his flesh hand into her hair. Her head drops back against the door, and her fierce grin takes his breath away. All of a sudden, he doesn't want to rush this. Wants to take his time, enjoy the press of her body against his, the grip of her thighs around his waist. She's not small, or remotely fragile, and the weight of her feels good. Solid. He's not going to break her. Hell, he gave it a good effort back on that transport, and they've sparred since. So he knows that when she asked for rough, she has a notion of what she's asking for. He remembers the list of things she wants him to do with his bionic arm. He might never forget that list. Ever. And wraps his metal hand around her throat. She makes an approving little noise, and he slowly squeezes. The pressure receptors are fairly decent, but her face is giving him the real feedback, his eyes boring into hers. It's starting to go from hold to choke when she surrenders into his hands, body melting against him and making a breathy little sound that goes straight to his dick. He eases off a little, letting her ride out the rush. Cable has one of her arms blocked with the angle of his metal arm, but the other one comes up to lay over his hand, increasing the pressure. He grins and lets her show him how much she wants, then pins that wrist over her head and gives it to her. Her breathlessly mouthed, "Oh, fuck yeah," puts a rush in his chest, and he slants his mouth over hers for a rough kiss. She kisses back dazedly, his hand still on her throat, and fuck, he wants his mouth on her right now. He has half a mind to push her further up along the wall, have her thighs around his ears while he looks her out like that, standing. Remembering their fight, though, he knows she could snap his neck, either on purpose or in the heat of the moment. The danger of it has its appeal, but it's not really the note he'd like this evening to end on. Besides, it's going to be tricky with her still wearing trousers. She specified she wants him to tear her clothes off, so he carries her over to the bed and dumps her on it, following her down. He yanks open her blouse to her approving moan, the buttons popping everywhere, and lets his lips ghost over the swell of her breasts, tasting her sweat. Domino writhes against him, sliding her hand up to his shoulder and into his hair. She tugs his head up, eyes glittering with impish delight. "So into it," she says. "Gods, he'd expected this would be hot. How could it not be?" But it takes him by surprise how much fun he's having. How easy and exciting to know exactly what she likes. He feels a little drunk on her. "Same," he growls against the side of her neck, knowing she can hear the laughter in his tone. He pulls her blouse halfway down underneath her, leaving her to wrestle her arms free with an indignant noise, while he yanks open her jeans and pulls them down over her ass. When he's got them down to her knees, he loses patience and moves her legs, still stuck in there, folding her almost in half with her knees to her chest. "Oh, you fuck!" She trails off, as he presses his face against her pussy like he's starving for it, which he kind of is. He wraps his right arm around her waist to hold her still, and looks into her, grinning at her moaned curses. He can tell when she gets close, the attempts to get her arms free from her blouse stilling. Her hips twitch with sharp little jolts when he drags his tongue over her clit just so. He slides his left hand from the back of her knee to her thigh, letting her know what's coming, while he keeps his attention on her clit. When she goes quiet in anticipation, he slowly slides in first one, then two of his bionic fingers into her tight heat, crooking them up. He doesn't quite have the sensory feedback to be precise, so he mostly goes by her reactions. Her voice goes high and tight, a litany of, "Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!" Her hips jerk sharply when she comes, and he tightens his grip on her waist with his right arm so he can stay with her, gentling his tongue, trying to draw it out for her until he hears a sound he takes to mean enough. She's glorious when he comes up, flushed and loose-limbed, and dazedly murmuring that he's a fucking fucker. Orgasms, it seems, do not improve on her eloquence. Cable chuckles and pulls off her boots, finally freeing her legs from her jeans. He leans over to free her arms too, but she slings her long legs around his shoulders, yanking him closer with a sloppy triangle choke. It's more of a hold like this than a choke, and he can break free easily enough. But that's not the point. "I hope you aren't finished using those amazing fingers," she smirks up at him. He keeps his eyes locked with hers while he traces her pussy, and then slowly sinks his fingers, still slick with her juices, back into her. She makes a low sound of pure satisfaction. At some point she must have managed to free her arms from the sleeves of her blouse, because he feels his hand on her bionic wrist, keeping his fingers exactly where she needs them. Then she opens the leg hold, and slides her other hand into his hair to pull him up to her. Domino kisses like she fights, like she does anything else, throwing her whole self into it in the fullest confidence that things will work out for her. She keeps her grip on his hair, close to the scalp where it's not quite painful, and he groans against her mouth while she fucks herself on his fingers, using his metal arm to get herself off. The tactile sensations of it, in addition to literally everything else about this, are frying his brain. "Oh, fuck me, baby girl," he groans into her hair, and she rakes her teeth over his nipple. He's mindlessly grinding against her hip, rock hard in his trousers, but it'll keep. Unlike her, he can only go off once in an evening, and he plans to make sure she's satiated first. She rides herself to two orgasms on his fingers, and by the time she melts into him, he has scratch marks on his back, and his cock is weeping pre-cum against the hand she shoved down his pants. "Note to self," she murmurs, all loose and a little giggly, and more endearing than he knows what to do with. "Rip pants off, hot man, before orgasms start." Her languid one-handed fumbling isn't doing it, so he slides his fingers out of her. She makes a little sound of protest, and works off his jeans, groaning with the relief of freeing his dick. "I was planning to ride that wonderful cock, but my legs are like jello," she chuckles, sprawled out next to him on the bed. "You got anything in mind?" She pulls up his hand to suck her own juices off his fingers. It's the kind of tactile feedback the arm doesn't process all that well, and he gets the sensation as much from the visual as the anything else, but her offer is clear. Cable hesitates a moment. He's enjoying the feeling of her body against him. He kind of doesn't want to let go of her enough to get his cock into her mouth. "Still have that fucking your brains out item on the agenda?" he says, gauging her reaction. She gives a pleased hum, so he continues, "Got a condom?" "Don't need any. I'm lucky like that," she grins. "But I brought some in case you prefer. They're in my jeans." She waves a languid arm in the direction of the floor. He smiles inwardly at that consideration, and decides he's okay with trusting her and fucking bare. He presses close to kiss her, trying to decide how he wants this. He likes skin contact, always has, but this has already been far more intimate than he'd ever expected. He's done okay so far, keeping his thoughts in the now, with her, but Missionary feels a little too on the nose. The alternative. He nudges her to roll onto her stomach, and she goes easily. He leans over her and strokes the wild cloud of her hair out of the way, traces his lips over the nape of her neck. She shivers. "Like this?" he rumbles, half question. "Oh, fuck yeah," she drawls, pulling a pillow under her hips, wiggling her ass invitingly. He unthinkingly gives it a smack, grinning at her startled yelp, and then he's straddling her thighs, putting his left hand in front of her shoulder to keep her from sliding. He lines up with her pussy, and the long, slow push into her makes both of them moan. She's tight and slick hot and gasping, and he gives her a moment to adjust to the size of him. When she starts to make eager little noises, he grins and leans down, his chest to her back, and puts his lips to her ear. "Impatient girl," Fuck, yes. Feels good. Come on, Cable. Come on, fuck me. She babbles, and he can tell she's got one hand under her body to play with her clit. His dick twitches at the thought of it, and they both moan. He's not ever been much of a talker in bed, but getting her going is hot as hell. He starts pumping into her, slow and steady. Baby girl, I'm gonna have you exactly as fast, or as slow, as I want you. Oh, you fucker! She's bucking underneath him, trying to set the pace. He cages her in with his arms to stop her, forearms under her torso, to hook his fingers up in front of her shoulders, keeping her still for when he picks up the intensity. He keeps a slow pace, but the hard, deep thrusts rock through her body and have them both grunting. She's flushed and breathless, and he knows he's smothering her with his weight, but when he makes to take some more weight onto his forearms, she pulls him back down into her.
Feels good.
She shifts his left arm so that it's hooked around her throat, and the sensation of that vulnerable flesh right there against the metal and servos, the trust and power it implies, freely given. He's beyond words at this point, incoherent with the kind of animalistic desire. He rubs his face into the side of her neck, bites at her shoulder, buries his nose into the hollow under her ear. His hips take on a life of their own, fucking her hard and deep and grinding, his body pressing down onto her, into her, like he wants to fuse them together. He can see her eyes roll back, the mouth, oh fuck, just as she comes, her body jolting hard under him, her pussy clenching at his cock. And he's lost, his hips lose their rhythm and he grinds down into her, presses his mouth against her temple, growling and panting as he finds his release. He rolls them both onto their sides as soon as he's got the presence of mind to, keeping his arms loosely around her. He's not quite sure what happens next, if she'll get up and disappear as suddenly as she came to him. But she turns over in the circle of his arms and drapes herself bonelessly against him, face against his shoulder. She's watching him with that impish little grin. "We should do that more often," she says idly, and he has no words, can only chuckle and kiss her in agreement. End of story. Thanks for listening.